The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hey, Jonathan is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and the listeners are responding, Jonathan.
Well, it's just great to be here, Robert.
Oh, well, we're in sunny South Florida today. We've got a big event called Unlock Your Power to Heal. You would fit in really well right with us, but you're on the air. That's good enough for now. And the listeners are paying attention. You know, I got this guy, Steve, he wrote, I don't know who it is. We get listener questions all the time, but now they're directed at you, Jonathan, and says, at 12 minutes and 4 seconds into the second hour, Jonathan said, da-da-da-da-da. I'm thinking, wow, these people are really taking notes. We got to be careful with what we say.
Got to mind your P's and Q's, Robert.
We always do, though. We always do. But I love it that the people are paying attention. And they reference that you said alternative medicine will never be covered by Obamacare. But the guy came up with an idea to convert unconstitutional Obamacare into something else. And I'm not sure what he was going after here. And I do know that there are some clauses somewhere in Obamacare that says if a state allows for alternative medicine, that it would also have to be covered under Obamacare. I don't know how to make heads or tails out of it, though. There's so much of a mess.
Well, his point, as I understood it, was that private insurance companies or new insurance companies could come into being that would focus on the provision of alternative care as a reimbursable item. And, of course, that's possible in the insurance environment today. There are several companies that have embraced preventive medicine to one degree or another. Parker Hannifin is a great example, as you know, from our Sacred Fire of Liberty event.
Right.
How Don Washkowitz has succeeded in being really the CEO of the century, because he boldly took that massive company and introduced the whole company and all its employees to integrative medicine, and has saved an enormous amount of money as a result. So it's a smart idea. The sad thing is that it's not going to be reimbursable as insurable under the Obamacare insurance. So insurance obtained through the exchanges will not be reimbursable. And the question remains, will the Obama administration ultimately consider any plan that deviates from what it considers to be competent, reliable care? Will they view it as a Cadillac plan because it provides such, you know, wondrous alternatives to the standard fare, which is all conventional under Obamacare?
Though. I mean, that's the thing about the Cadillac plan. They're talking about overcoverage or something, but you find that you save money by doing the coverage of natural healing.
Oh, sure. And it would be the natural evolution of employer-based insurance to go to plans that would take advantage of all of these wondrous health-enhancing alternatives as a way to encourage employees to volitionally follow a lifestyle pattern and a care pattern that would reduce the risk of a series of life-threatening diseases and postpone their onset until later in life, if at all. So that makes a lot of sense. it's just unfortunate that when you have a government-based system that is already predisposed in favor of conventional medicine and it locks it in through what is considered to be covered under Obamacare, you end up with an exclusion such that Obamacare will not cover this. However, you know, your the email is right in the sense that, yes, it is the best way to go to encourage insurance companies to support preventive care because it's the healthiest alternative for all of us. Mm-hmm. But that's not – Obamacare is reinforcing the opposite, unfortunately.
Right. Now, we have another question coming in from somebody named DL. And it was a question about the Gruber guy, and I know we've been talking about this Gruber spilling kind of the elitist perspective on the American people that they had to use deception to get Obamacare passed. And, of course, we knew it while it was happening that they were lying, but to have them come out after the fact and admit, well, the American people are too stupid and we just need to keep obfuscating this thing in order to get it passed. The question is, with what Gruber has revealed, are there legal grounds for this legislation to be some this DL says automatically withdrawn without a vote? I don't know what that would mean. I think there would have to be some sort of legal declaration. I don't know. I've never heard of something automatically being withdrawn unless it's through the 10th Amendment and the state says we nullify it because it's not constitutional.
Well, there is, well, first of all, of course, what Gruber has said is totally reprehensible, that you would, that the administration, I mean, we all suspected this, but to have him admit that the administration has this elitist, paternalistic regard for individuals, that we'd rather they not have freedom, that we need to substitute our decisions as to what's in their best interest for their own because they're just stupid. That idea that the American people are stupid is, I think, not limited to Gruber. I think it's characteristic of this administration's disdain for freedom, that individuals ought not be given freedom of choice because they're just too stupid to do what is in their own best interest. And we, Obama and the Obama administration, are better put at telling people what's in their best interest rather than allowing them to enjoy freedom to choose. And that is underlies a lot of these paternalistic regulations and expansion of the government that the Obama administration has favored. But the person who wrote the email is saying, hey, look, can we use this in some way to attack Obamacare? And I think certainly you can. It is not in and of itself a foundation for litigation, but it's supportive in the sense that several parts of Obamacare are so opaque and difficult to comprehend that they appear to have been intentionally crafted to be vague so as to allow the regulatory agencies unlimited discretion. And at some point, laws under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution become void for vagueness in violation of the Due Process Clause. And this information from Gruber may be capable of being weaved into an argument that certain segments of Obamacare are void for vagueness. In any event, it certainly provides tremendous political capital to be used by the opposition to Obamacare to argue against, in favor of its repeal, because it's revolting to think that the Democratic leadership put together a law that they knew would be grist for the mill to expand taxation, harm people, and deny people freedom of choice, and thought the best way to sell it to the American people was not through an honest representation of its terms, but rather by a lack of transparency, to use Gruber's words,
right,
and manipulating the public into thinking it was something that it was not.
Yes.
And this is certainly grounds to kick these bums out, but it's also a basis for us to get momentum on the repeal movement.
Right. Jonathan, let me ask you about that, because, of course, we've got now a Republican shift. We hope that it will be a true small government shift. Reality, we're coming into, within the next 2 years to the next election cycle for president, and we see a crop of likely candidates, including Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and maybe a whole lot of others. And I'm just wondering, who of those Republicans have you seen that might acknowledge what we acknowledge about natural medicine, about how it's been, you know, forced out of the marketplace, forced into underground black markets because of the regulations going back to the Flexner Report of 1910? And I know that Ron Paul understood it. I assume that Rand, his son, will as well. I just don't know what Ted Cruz knows about it. You know, when they speak a good game of smaller government, less regulation, do they understand how we've been living under a monopoly medical system?
Well, I don't know what Ted Cruz's position is on that. We should ask him that question. That would be a good thing to ask him about. Rand Paul, I strongly believe, is a proponent of eliminating government intervention into the area of freedom of medical choice. And I think that he has been a strong advocate for freedom of choice. He certainly favors the bill that I wrote for his father, which was the gave people access to medical freedom when they're terminally ill patients and there is no available treatment for their condition. They would be able to execute an informed consent and get whatever treatment they wanted so long as the provider was able to provide it. And we had, in subsequent iterations of that bill, protective provisions to prevent the FDA from taking adverse action against drug companies and other individuals who would make those drugs available. But I know he's a strong advocate of individual freedom of choice. Now, Ted Cruz is as well, and I just don't know what he's articulated on this specific thing. It would be important for us to find that out.
I agree. We'll have to reach out to him as the weeks and months progress if he ends up running. I really, because, you know, who is asked on that level the questions that we would ask because of what we know? Much of the American public is completely in the dark about that one aspect of our culture where freedom does not exist, where it is more of a Soviet-style intervention to prevent you from having the freedom to choose the kind of health care that we believe is viable, and we want you at least to have the choice for it.
Right. We should be able to have the freedom of choice. We want to have conventional care. We should be able to have conventional care. If we don't want to have conventional care, we want alternative care, we should be able to do that. As long as we're fully informed of the risks and benefits of a particular procedure, we are not being duped, and it's our choice. And it's our body. We should have the sovereignty over our bodies such that the government ought not be able to take that away from us. When you consider that the government is taking that away from us, through Obamacare, by forcing us to buy insurance for coverage of procedures that we may not want at all. It's really outrageous.
Yep, and we'll continue covering this outrage and informing you, and including potential presidential candidates that don't know about this yet. We want it to be on the radar screen. Who's helping us to do it? Of course, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord. Check him out at emord.com. We have links to, of course, his articles at Newswith Views as well, and we republish them here at robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL. Call us now, and we've got Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times later.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour continues with Jonathan Emore. Cheryl Chumley will join us from Washington Times. We'll talk about the immigration executive order coming up. But Jonathan and Superdon, my producer, definitely wanted to hear from you on this because we covered a story out of Ohio where an 8-year-old girl, my daughter's 9, an 8-year-old, can you imagine coming back from school and you see this little piece of paper that's directing them talking about civics, you know, your duty as a citizen. And it basically said, your rights are granted to you by the government, and they're actually privileges. They're sort of right, but they're sort of wrong. Maybe you can cut through this mess.
Well, it's time to fire that teacher or whoever's responsible for that lesson. That's as backward and as wrong as you can possibly get, Robert. The Declaration of Independence tells us where our rights come from. They come from God. They're independent of government. We have rights that precede the existence of the government. The government has absolutely nothing to do with our rights except to take them away illegally. And we have what are known as inalienable rights. That means they cannot be taken from you. They're given to you, as the Declaration of Independence tells us, as a birthright. Mm-hmm. We're born with certain inalienable rights to life, liberty, and property, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those rights may not be taken away from us by just government. So government does not give us rights. We have rights that precede government, and government is obliged, if it is to exist at all, in fairness, to protect those rights. So government does not provide us rights. Government is designed to protect our rights, and when it violates those rights, it is the right or the duty of the people, says the Declaration of Independence, to alter or modify or change completely that government until we achieve a just government, which would restore protection for those rights.
Jonathan, why would, if we question like this teaching from a public school, or question these public schools, that we're suddenly tarred and feathered with the idea that we want to go back to slavery? You know, we're not for free.
Well,
I mean,
bring
like
on the tar, bring on the tar and feathers, Robert, because this one is them's fighting words. The Declaration of Independence is our creed. This is our foundational document for the government of the United States. Precedes the Constitution and lays out the principles that led us to revolt in favor of a system that would protect our liberty. If a grade school teacher does not have a basic understanding of the Declaration of Independence, that teacher should be fired. It is not acceptable in this country, even if it is a pandemic or epidemic in education. I don't know. Maybe it is. It's not acceptable in this country for people who are gaining their citizenship to become citizens of the United States from a foreign country to have a better education as to our foundational documents than a teacher in a public school teaching civics.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable.
Yeah, it says rights are special privileges the government gives to you. No, privileges are what the government grants to those who are under its jurisdiction, and when they, for instance, regulate certain activities. But the, you know, even voting, people say voting is a right. No, voting is not a right. You aren't born with a right to vote. That is something that is something different than that. And I think there are people that vote don't even understand what it is they're participating in anymore.
Well, it is shocking to say the least that a public school would be teaching students that their rights come from government. Do you mean to tell me that if the government decides that you don't have freedom of speech, that that's okay because the rights originally came from the government to begin with? No. You have freedom of speech even if the government tells you you don't have freedom of speech. And that's protected not only by the First Amendment, but even if the First Amendment were not there, the Constitution itself does not grant the government a power to reach your right of freedom of speech, and could not, consistent with our founding creed, our Declaration of Independence. With the premise of liberty.
You brought up freedom of speech, and again, we're almost on a break, but how much do they violate that freedom of speech, especially when they claim it's some sort of sub-speech, which I didn't know they designated in the Declaration of Independence? Like, you have speech, and it's free, but if you sell a product, then suddenly you can't speak.
Well, the Founding Fathers drew no distinction between commercial and political speech. Speech was speech. The press was the press, regardless of whether it published commercial material. And at the time of the founding of the Republic, what were the newsprints of the time were rather shallow in news coverage and were filled with commercial communication, which was considered to be published, protected, not only because of freedom of speech, but also because of freedom of the press. They didn't dissect speech into separate categories and give discriminatory treatment, lesser protection to commercial speech.
Yeah, well, who mucked that one up? We'll get into that momentarily. Jonathan Emord is here, as he is each and every week, the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Cheryl Chumley's going to join us from Washington Times. We'll get into the immigration issue, and we're going to argue how constitutional it was that Obama just said 5 million people can... No, we're not going to do that, actually. We might do the opposite. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on a political level as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Doing a little bit of political healing today, as we do, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emort. And we're joined by our friend Cheryl Chumley as well from Washington Times. Jonathan, take it away. We've got a lot to talk about.
Well, Cheryl's great, and it's great to have her on here because she just cuts to the quick, and we find out a lot of things from her. But Cheryl, let's start with Jonathan Gruber. Your impression of this person who likes to call the American voter stupid, and what that may mean for the movement to repeal Obamacare.
Right. Yes, and thanks for having me here, both Robert and Jonathan. Speaking of Jonathan Gruber, this is just the epitome of what the White House has put out in terms of elitism and arrogance. This just, you know, it furthers the perception that this White House, this Obama administration, has nothing but disdain for the American people. And when Jonathan Gruber comes out and he credits the passage of Obamacare due to the stupidity of the American people, and even when he backtracks after the fact, I don't think that he is sorry for his statements. I really believe that's his deep down ingrained view of the American people, and I don't think he's sorry for what he said or his views. As far as the fate of Obamacare now goes, I think a lot of people are outraged thanks to the internet media and conservative media, because the mainstream media sure hasn't picked up on this story that much, except maybe in the last couple of days. But I think politically the optics don't look good for those who push forward with all the, you know, the great things about Obamacare that we were supposed to have experienced. I think that this may give Republicans a little fuel to the fire to repeal or defund Obamacare in the coming months. It depends on what our Republican leaders will do to carry that forward and turn it into some actual action.
He has become, Gruber has become the lightning rod for public attention on these issues, and it's appropriate because he was a key architect of Obamacare, and the arguments, you know, the president has made the statement, well, some guy, he refers to him as if he has no connection with him, but Obama specifically referenced him, and likewise, the minority leader there in the House, Pelosi, has said that she really didn't know who he was, but she also cited to him in response to questions that were made about Obamacare. This guy had a reputation within the White House. He paid $400,000 by the White House to give his advice on how to structure Obamacare and to create models that would identify points of concern. So his recommendations were central, and the notion that somehow Obama and somehow Pelosi were completely oblivious to this guy is just another snow job, another lie to add on top of all the other lies. Your comments.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I guess there is a little bit justice coming out in recent days as we learn that Jonathan Gruber, who had a contract with 8 different states to help them set up their own exchange systems and advise and consult in those creations, he's lost 2 key positions now. Vermont fired him. North Carolina fired him. He still has a few other states out there that he is serving as advisor and consultant to. But, you know, that's tens of thousands of dollars that he lost his contracts for, so that is something. But as far as you know, outing the White House in another lie, if you go back a few years in 2009 when candidate Obama was talking about health care reforms that he would like to bring to fruition, he made the stipulation that he did not want to boot employees off their employer-sponsored health insurance plans because it would create a mess. And at the same time, we learned from Gruber that this is exactly what Obamacare was trying to do, what its intent was with the Cadillac plans especially. So it seems, again, the White House is being outed in another falsehood.
Just lie upon lie upon lie. And one of the interesting things about this whole thing is that it is very rare. In fact, I cannot think of another incidence in which a major piece of national legislation, after it has been passed, has had individuals who were indispensable to its structure and its passage coming forward and saying, we hosed everyone. We misled the entire population. We did that intentionally. We wanted the lack of transparency, so we made certain language opaque. And in addition, we knew that you would object if we taxed you directly, so we taxed insurance providers and others, industry, knowing that they would pass on costs to you and raise your costs of living and raise your costs for premiums so that you'd end up having to pay for it, but you'd be too stupid to understand. That's his message, he said, over a half half dozen times at universities around the country. He made those statements publicly and prided himself on being a part of an institution that attempted to mislead and misdirect the American public in order to get support for this legislation.
Hey,
It's outrageous.
It is.
I don't know of any prior historical parallel where anybody has had the hubris to publicly come out and say, "Hey, look, because all of you people who elected us are stupid, we took advantage of you and did this."
Jonathan,
that's what they're saying overtly.
Jonathan and Cheryl, has anybody confronted Justice John Roberts over this? The fact that he kind of did gymnastics to get this to call the tax so it would be constitutional. Now what is it?
That's a really great question, and I've actually had that thought myself, too, in recent days. What's going on with him at the court? Because, like you said, he bent over backwards to prove that Obamacare was something that it was not presented as being in court. And here we are, stuck with this massive bureaucratic plan being laughed at now by Jonathan Gruber. So, no, I don't know of anybody who's confronted him yet, though.
Well, that's your homework, Cheryl. Or if Jonathan, you've got a word up to him, you've got some Supreme Court connections. I want to know, because I think there's some kind of horrible plot when this happens, that they massage it and gymnastic it so much that it's so twisted that it's, you said it, vague, invalidated or void for vagueness. I mean, my goodness, somebody's got to bring this up.
Well, I think there will be more and more legal challenges to it as it is applied in ways that cause individuals to suffer, and that's happening right and left. A lot of people are getting hurt by this, and I think now the whole public is on notice that this was done to dupe them into favoring something that wasn't in their best interest, because they wouldn't pursue it on their own. They had to be forced into it. And it's just repulsive. Hopefully it will give grist for the 2016 general elections and will change the White House from Democratic to Republican. That would be helpful. I think it could be dispositive as far as Obamacare is concerned for the president to come.
But what do we do, Jonathan, about, let's switch gears now into the immigration debate. This executive action, executive order, of course, presidents have been doing executive orders for a long time, but normally they refer to the executive branch of government pretty exclusively, I think, in theory. But what's going on with this immigration order? I mean, this seems to maybe have rocked it a little too far.
Well, this is outrageous. As a constitutional matter, the President of the United States has assumed Article I legislative power to create law that gives amnesty to 5 million illegal aliens within the United States. Not only that, look at the huge incentive this now creates for illegals to come into this country. Talk about a pressure that will invite people to go across the border illegally. This thing now gives a clear hope and prospect for those who wish to come into this country illegally to get over here and then get amnesty. You think that a system that's going to process 5 million people is going to actually end up processing 5 million? No, there's going to be 10 million, 20 million. Who knows how many people are going to come through this amnesty door that the president has opened unilaterally without Congress. He has no power to do that. There's no power in the Constitution under the executive branch to create law. The president has no such power. He has to go to Congress to ask for legislation. This president thinks he can rule the government as a dictator. Doesn't need Congress. He can just say, okay, well, I'm going to pass national legislation on immigration. He's done this before. He's done this in many instances where he hasn't been able to succeed in getting passage of legislation, so he just does it directly through the administrative agencies. You can't do that. There has to be Article 1 of the Constitution, the power to make laws, vested exclusively in the Congress of the United States. And no other branch of government is the power to make law vested. It's in the Congress of the United States.
Cheryl, what's the word on the congressional street? Are even the Democrats going, wait a second, this is even too far for us?
Well, Democrats are thankful that he waited until after the elections, and they think that perhaps there's enough time between now and the next elections for this to sort of die down. But if you notice, Obama has put this on the back burner due in large part because of members of his own party did not want him to take such executive action, want him to go behind Congress's back and give amnesties to so many illegal immigrants, because they know voters would take out their anger at the polls. So what's going on now on Capitol Hill is Republicans are even more up in arms about it. Boehner, who finally found an attorney who could file a lawsuit against Obama over Obamacare and did so on Friday, now he's thinking of actually implementing a second lawsuit, kicking off a second lawsuit against the White House and President Obama over illegal immigration, over this Amnesty Act of Obama's. And we'll just have to watch and see where that leads.
I think there really could be a lawsuit here, because I think you could seek declaratory and injunctive relief. Declaratory statement that the president's action violated the Constitution by violating the separation of powers and assuming the lawmaking function, which is not an executive function, and then getting an injunction to block implementation of these executive orders. It would be a major bold move for a court. It's likely not to be taken by a district court, more likely by a court of appeals on appeal from a district court refusing to do it, but it's something that desperately needs to be done, because this is he's invited a constitutional crisis. Obama's thrown down the gauntlet on this. He said, "I'm going to be a dictator. You want to try to see if you can make me not be a dictator? Go ahead. I'm going to be a dictator."
Well, I think emperor was the term that was tossed about, too, on Capitol Hill in recent days, and I think that's a very apt description. And Obama's whole attitude with the Constitution is basically it's what he can get away with. And unfortunately, with this Congress and, as we saw with this court over Obamacare, it's been quite a bit. So I think America is in peril right now, because not just the last couple years under Obama, but what is sure to come, what Jonathan just basically painted in terms of the flow of illegals that are going to come. It's not going to be just 5 million. Word's out on the street now. Come to America. Our borders are down.
Right. Question, who benefits? You start following the money trails. You get to the heart of what's really happening here. We'll talk about that some more with Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times and Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer here, my co-host every week with the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Stick around. One more segment to go.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clarella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you ever miss an episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when Jonathan and I get together, you can download it for free from all over the world, all over the World Wide Web. Of course, our syndicator, GCN, as well as naturalnewsradio.com, thanks to the health ranger, Mike Adams. We've got UK Health Radio. We've got Stitcher. We've got iTunes. We also have our good friend Jerry Doyle picked up the podcast at Epic Times. And there are many more places, but I'm glad that we're all together right now, Jonathan and Cheryl. And one thing I mentioned off the air is that on Saturday Night Live, they actually did a parody of this executive order of Obama on immigration, playing off the Schoolhouse Rock, and Obama just grabs the bill and throws it down the steps and then brings in the executive order. And I'm thinking the leftist comedy troupe don't often attack Obama in this way, so something's going on.
I think just about any civil libertarian has to have concern about this. Cheryl, your comment?
I was going to say it's refreshing to have, some nonpartisan agreement about this. At the same time, though, it's a little bit alarming to see the business groups so on board with the White House in terms of amnesty.
Right.
Yeah, there are a lot of conflicting economic interests here, but the basic point, we start with whether this was an action that is constitutional, and it's simply not. This is a gross violation of our Constitution. To condone this, to allow this, is to invite more of the same, and we can't. If we wish to preserve the Constitution and the power of Congress to make laws an indispensable part of it, otherwise we might as well disband Congress and let Obama do whatever he wants. There's got to be an action action taken against this administration to stop this. And if we don't, if we condone it, it's going to result in more of this type of action, which means that an imperial president is truly going to exist in this country.
Right.
During the Watergate years, they condemned Richard Nixon for being an imperial president because he would withhold funds that were appropriated for particular things. But this is so much more egregious. Here, the President of the United States is changing the direction of the entire nation on immigration without having to go to Congress and assuming that that power is just and fair without doing any legal defense of it. There's no explanation by this president. He hasn't even been put on the spot as
right.
to why his action is comports with the Constitution of the United States. That should be every media outlet in the country should be pressing him for that. But
sure,
of course none is.
But I've often talked about withdrawing consent, like the people. But what about Congress withdrawing consent? I mean, in doing their jobs of their constitutional
responsibilities. Why not pass a bill right now through Congress from the House and the Senate that says the action taken by the president, the executive order, is unconstitutional and invalid, and that the Congress has voted to be invalid, and that no resources of this country, no funds of the Treasury, will be expended in any way to support this this executive order. Why not pass that immediately?
Is there anything in Congress happening like that?
Well, like I said, Boehner actually does want to go forward with a lawsuit, and there are some rumblings from those on the hard conservative right, like Ted Cruz, that Congress can take actions to overcome an executive order. I mean, the reason he's an emperor, the reason he's allowed to act this way, Obama I'm speaking about, the reason he can get by with this is because Congress lets him. You know, we still are a government of, by, and for the people, and we're about to, on the Republican side, the Republicans are about to take majority on Capitol Hill in the Senate. So there are plenty of options there, but we do have to, as people, press our leaders to take action because Obama can be reined in if the will of the people pushes the will of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. I think Congress needs to act. And Jonathan, whatever we can do to do our part out here, and Cheryl, you keep digging it there in D.C., and you know, we'll keep reporting back to folks on this. And but you're right that the media is just silent, other than maybe some conservative media, but certainly the media is not living up to the First Amendment here.
That's exactly right. And if the media doesn't take it on itself to do its proper role, then people aren't going to be, you know, properly informed on what the White House is actually trying to get by with. And that's one of the huge problems facing America right now.
Couldn't agree more, Robert. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, well, like I said, I encourage people to read more. Cheryl's writing excellent with Washington Times, of course, at News with Views. And Jonathan, your book, The Rise of Tyranny, of course, is one of the staples in my book diet that I recommend for everybody, including the other books that you've written. And, you know, also when we talk about health and healing, the fact is if we don't have the nutrients in the food, you know, the people are much more susceptible to being corrupted by, well, those above us, the elitists like Gruber.
Yes, indeed, Robert.
Yeah. Well, my goodness, we go so fast when we're together, Jonathan. And Cheryl, always a pleasure to have you on board.
Hey, Robert, thank you so much. And nice speaking with you too, Jonathan.
Same here. Take care.
All right, if you guys have questions out there for Jonathan Emord, every week he's here, send it through at robertscottbell.com. We'll do our level best to answer it on the air. In the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you, the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.